www.thebrainfarm.com.
Where else will you get the most current information on game changers,
design thinkers, and well-known innovators?
In-depth interviews from visionaries, trendsetters, from science to food to entertainment.
On the Behind the Mind radio show.
We Act Radio, 1480 AM, 11 AM to 12 PM, every Friday. Join me, your host, Karen Baker.
And me, Anthony Leonard.
We'll talk about design, innovation, and culture.
Think different about design. Behind the Mind radio show.
We Act Radio. Behind the mind, we want to hear from people that find the time to think and create these fine designs and then turn them into real product lines. So call us up, Behind the Mind. We want to hear from people that find the time to think and create these fine designs and then turn them into real product lines. So call us up now.
Morning. Happy Good Friday. Morning. Happy New Year, Happy everyone. New Year.
First show of the year for us.
First show of 2017. What an interesting year we have ahead of us.
Interesting 4 years.
Yes, it's going to be. I say we're going to take it year by year. So again, welcome to Behind the Mind Radio Show on We Act Radio. We are powered by Ethical Electric, and we are excited to have Zen in a Jar. What a great name.
Denita Brooks.
Yes, what a great name. I mean, she is trying to capture the essence of wellness, health, and a lifestyle to make you, you know, start to treat your body well. Yeah, yeah. So what she says, self-care and self-love, and we're all about that. At least you should be if you're not.
Some samples
in. Yeah, some beautiful products in. So we'll take a little snap of that and put it on Twitter and also Instagram as well as we get a chance to interview her after our first break. But before that, we're going to go to our idea of the week, and then we'll go into our Did You Know?
So the idea of the week is really amazing to me. Think about, as our parents get older, how are we going to be able to help them? At least that's what I think about. How am I able to help my parents as they get older? So this one new innovation that's not even out yet, it's by the designer of the Jawbone and the SodaStream and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's called the Illiqui. So the Illiqui, even though most outgoing senior can live very outgoing lifestyle, some of them feel very isolated. Which is precisely the climate that has brought Illiqui to us. So it was created by an Israeli startup called the Intuition Robotics and designed by Yeast Bar of Fuse Project, which I said created the Jawbone and the SodaStream and stuff like that. So Illiqui is an animatronic that lives on a table side, turning its neck basically like a robot. It's basically a robot when you think about it. Turning mm-hmm. its neck and referencing content on a nearby table. And it acts as an enthusiastic interpreter between seniors living at home and the intranet. So say, for instance, for your mother, Karen, mm-hmm. if you have the Illiqui at her bedside.
Okay.
It would remind her to take her meds before she left out in mm-hmm. the morning. Mm-hmm. Or if you sent her a picture of your child, it would say to your mother, mm-hmm. would you like to see a picture of Karen's child?
Mm-hmm.
And she would say, oh, no, I'll look at it 2 hours from now. Or, no, show it to me now. I want to see it. And then it would say, do you want to respond back?
Mm-hmm.
And she would say, I would love the photo. I love the photo. Or, why'd you not comb that baby's head? Something like that. So it's just like, it's really intuitive for the elderly person.
Right, right.
So it basically can be set by a son, like I said, a son, a daughter, or a caregiver to act like a task maker. But what makes the Illiqui different, unlike Amazon Alexa or Apple's Siri, which waits passively for the responder to respond back, Illiqui nudges the user to have better behaviors and carefully, just like a caregiver would do. So it would make the person active. It would make that person active. So if Illiqui knew that your mother would like to go outside and garden, if she doesn't go outside and garden in 2 days, it would say, what's wrong? You need to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go outside and look at the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have those cues based on what the caregiver gave it.
Okay. Oh, cool.
So, it, like I said before, the Iliqui is still in development. 10 prototypes, go out into field testing with seniors this month, but the company isn't promising anything yet regarding shipping dates or when it will debut.
Okay.
So everything is still up in the
air. I was going to say, very new. Right.
It's like so new.
And trying to see if it works. In a testing phase, sounds
right.
like it. Okay.
Have a website
all right.
yet,
but oh, okay.
Go, that's how new it is. But if you go under YouTube and put Iliqui, E-L-L-I-Q, you'll see how the Iliqui works.
Oh, nice. I mean, it sounds like it will work, but I appreciate the fact that they're actually testing it.
Yeah, they're actively testing it.
Yeah, to make sure that it's of use, you know, and then people can tell you, oh, that didn't work, this didn't work.
And it's a real commercial. It's not like
right.
It's not like one of those like anime things or one of those Pixar things.
Oh,
real
I see.
Person.
Okay. All right.
With the real thing there. So it's prototyped already.
Okay.
They're probably just working out all the kinks.
So it kind of reminds me a little bit. Remember you brought the, maybe 2 years ago, the one with the face recognition thing a little bit where you put your face in and it kind of made you look like a avatar a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So that sounds like something that kind of could go together, I guess, in a way. So someone still sees a live person, you know, or someone they're familiar with. Mm-hmm. Put it that way. Someone they're familiar with.
This thing starts to notice your habits. Like it knows, like, my mother wasn't going outside.
Mm-hmm. It would say, okay, you're not doing what you're normally doing. You need to get up.
Responding to voice calls. Because in the YouTube ad, the lady was supposed to go play cards. And she was like, no, I don't want to play cards today. And he was like, you need to go outside. Like,
authoritatively. Okay.
You need to go outside.
And that definitely, like you said, is a plus for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if they're living alone.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Someone to check in with them as well.
And even on the commercial, too, the advertising, it almost does FaceTime.
So okay.
In the living room because she had the Iliqui in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter was calling her and she was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm about to go cook dinner, blah, 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 blah. And so they're talking back and forth.
Okay.
So you could really see the person versus just calling because what you hear and what you see are two totally different things.
Right.
You know, with all the
Correct. Oh, good one. We look forward to it coming to the market.
Me too.
Absolutely. So we then go into the Did You Know, which, of course, is Martin Luther King Jr. So we'll give you some Did You Know facts. But one thing that is going on here in Washington, D.C., is they have the MLK Day Parade.
Yes.
So this year it has a new route and is actually passing by our radio station this year. Yeah, so the parade has, you know, added a new route to it and one is coming here through Anacostia in Washington, D.C. So you can get more information at mlkholidaydc.org and we'll have PSA commercials playing too. But if you don't know, MLK Holiday is being, I guess, observed on Monday as well. So what's some Did You Knows about Martin Luther King?
So many. So I'll just go through a few.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we all know that he really, really helped the civil rights movement. But some things that you might not know is that he skipped both 9th and the 11th grade and entered Morehouse in Atlanta at the age of 15.
Wow.
And then Martin Luther King is to date the youngest male to win a Nobel Peace Prize, and that was in 1964 when he was at the age of only 35.
Mm-hmm.
And so it wasn't until years and years and years and years later, year 2000, it wasn't until then that all 50 states actually observed his day.
Mm-hmm. So it took, yeah. And when did we get MLK Holiday started? I'm trying to remember when Stevie Wonder even did that song. I can't either. It had to be in the not 80s, maybe?
It was in the early 80s.
Okay. All right.
But it wasn't until...
Yeah. 17 years ago
17
now?
17 years ago. Which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
17 years ago, it was his day was not...
observed by everyone. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there are only two other people in American history that have a national holiday in their honor, and that is George Washington and Christopher Columbus.
That's kudos, then. That's exciting.
Because he's the only black man.
Yeah.
his own day.
Yeah, he is. Absolutely. And it's funny because we celebrate it every year, but really, I don't think it dawns on me that he is the only African-American.
Only one.
Wow.
And so one thing that I didn't know is that it took basically nearly 2 hours to remove a blade from his chest when he was going through everything, when people were fighting against him.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that if he sneezed too hard, he would have been dead.
Mm.
Like, it was so close to his aorta that if it would have punctured him and killed him.
Mm.
So...
Wow.
That's another did you know?
Oh, wow. Martin Luther King. Ooh, we wish you were still here.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to break, and when we return, Danita Brooks will be here. She is a maker. She is a designer. She is the founder of Zen in a Jar. Stay tuned. You're tuning to Behind the Mind Radio Show on We Act Radio. We'll be back.
All right. Well, thanks again. This is Pompa DeBroy from Embrace, and you're listening to Behind the Mind radio show on We Act Radio.
As Martin Luther King Day approaches, civil rights leader Reverend Joseph E. Lowery remembers.
He died at 39, but he never let fear of death disturb his momentum. He stayed focused. And he stayed committed, and he took chances. He lived daringly. I think that day is a day we ought to think about what Dr. King gave his life for and what he called on us to do in the context of serving the common good.
The best way to honor Dr. King is to volunteer in your community. Serve on the King holiday and throughout the year. Go to mlkday.gov to learn how to get involved. That's mlkday.gov. This message is brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service.
Cuba, qué linda es Cuba. Quien la defiende la quiere más. Cuba, qué linda es Cuba. Quien la defiende la quiere más. Fidel Camilo. Y el Che Guevara, en su camino nadie se para. Linda es Cuba, Cuba, qué linda es Cuba. Quien la defiende la quiere más.
The spirit of Fidel Castro is free to accompany each one of us now more than before. And what a teacher he is. He teaches us how to defend our people and not steal from them. How to get rid of the U.S. crime syndicate, which used to control Cuba. He was little David standing up against Goliath. Goliath tried to assassinate him 600 times and failed. Fidel defended African people against the forces of apartheid. He led the Cuban people to the highest life expectancy in Latin America. Enemies who criticized him cannot deny UN figures documenting improvements in education and health under the Castro government. Fidel sent Cuban doctors and teachers to sister nations in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Caribbean. He demanded respect from the bully to the north, and he refused to steal from his people or sell them out.
Cuba, qué linda es Cuba. Quien la defiende la quiere más.
I'm Lucy Murphy, and this is We Act Radio.
Hi, I'm Tom Morello. Some call me the Night Watchman. In the case of Mumia Bujamal is at a crucial stage. Please go to freemumia.com to find out more information about how you can help Mumia Bujamal and other political prisoners. Night Watchman out.
You tuned in to Behind the Mind radio show. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Oh. I'm Don Folden with Capital Buddy Tours. Have you ever wondered why we have no African-American tours in D.C.? Well, finally, we have two premier African-American tours, the D.C. Underground Railroad Tour and the D.C. Black History Night Tour. Come and let us show you historical events in D.C. where slaves were either housed or sold in the shadows of the Capitol. You'll see places where the Pearl Affair happened, and we're proud to say we're the only tour in D.C. that visits a cemetery where slaves actually hid on their way north to the Underground Railroad. Go to Viator.com and book yours today. That's Viator.com and book yours today. The D.C. Underground Railroad Tour and the D.C. Black History Night Tour.
We Act Radio, powered by Ethical Electric. Do something.
That's your man, Nick Cannon. You know how it is. It's so incredible when we rocking with We Act Radio. Let's get it.
We Act Radio. We're powered by Ethical Electric. And again, before we went to break, we, you know, said that we have a woman in here who is trying to make sure that you understand what self-care and self-love is by using Zen in a Jar. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show, Danita Brooks.
Hi, you guys.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us.
I'm really excited to be here.
It smells so amazing in here. Because we have stuff right in front of us that Danita has made. She has her candles, her shea butters, and now I didn't know that she was doing this room sprays.
Oh, yeah, we're expanding out here. We've got room and linen spray. I have hair and body mist as well, and also hair butter, like enhanced with Jamaican black castor oil. I didn't bring that today, but I've got that available now, too.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. So let's start from the top. Let's talk about what led you to create Zen in a Jar.
Okay. I think it was Christmas of 2012.
Okay.
And, I have a large family. And so it's always like, you know, you're going to spend a whole lot of money on Christmas gifts, right?
Right.
And you want to get people things that they care about and what they'll use. So I started to think like, okay, maybe I can incorporate one of the principles of Kwanzaa. Not like a principle, but like one of the things they do there where they give the handmade gifts.
Right.
So I was like, what can I give that's handmade that I would want?
Uh-huh.
So I went online and I started looking at recipes and stuff. So I took a couple of months to tweak some recipes and make sugar scrub.
Okay.
Sugar scrub.
I love, by the way.
Thank you.
Amazing.
And so my sister had a holiday bazaar that Christmas where everyone she knew that sold things got to sell things at my mom's house that day.
Right.
And so it went over well, and it just kind of evolved from there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, 'cause I know for me, I love the shea butter and the candles and all that stuff.
Thank you.
Really, 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 really good. So from that, you created Zen in a Jar.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the business model for Zen in a Jar, because it's unlike any other personal care product that I've used.
Oh, thank you.
You talk about like it being holistic and you going into your Zen, basically.
Mm-hmm. All right, so first off, I knew you were going to ask me about the business model. So the first thing I did in spirit of transparency was I Googled, what is a business model?
Yeah, I appreciate
your time. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Because I am... honestly, I am a creative. Mm-hmm. I am not business-minded.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even walk into this looking for the money. It's just something that makes me very, very happy. Like, gift-giving is my love language.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a high off of someone receiving something that makes them happy.
Mm-hmm.
So since I looked it up, here's what my business model is. I have an online store where I primarily sell my products, but I also am on the shelves at Barter Threads on 12th Street in D.C.
Ooh.
So you can pick up products there, because that really helps me out, because I get a lot of drive-by orders where folks don't order through the website. It's just like a quick text like, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. Can I get like 5 large shea butters? You know, that kind of thing.
And you're like, I don't have them.
Right. Right. Exactly. And so,
well, I've done that to her before.
So you know, it's kind of, because of the demand, it's hard for me to keep things on, in stock, like on hand in my house. So it's really great to have it on shelves there. And then the other thing I do is a monthly pop-up at the Spice Suite.
Okay.
Where once a month on the third Saturday, like through 2017 will be the third Saturday, from 1 to 4, you can come and just buy anything. I make about 100 jars, candles, room sprays, whatever, and you just buy everything, and I make everything like $10, so it's very easy.
That is amazing.
And so, and the third thing that I just started was I launched the Zen Fairies over the holiday season, and that's basically, like, it kind of evolved from, I had a few friends who were, like, the point person at their jobs, who they always came through, like, a couple hundred dollars worth of orders for different people, and then they would come and pick it up for me and all of that. And I was like, you know what? I should compensate the person that has to worry about all of this and organizing the order. So Zen Fairies sell $300 to $350 worth of product every month for 25% commission.
Wow. Okay.
And it helps them out, too, because, you know, this stuff, honestly, it sells itself, and it's nothing to me to compensate someone for taking, like, the complicated, oh my gosh, yeah, because the part that I really love, like I said, is making it. I do not love trying to be organized and shipping things and labels and stuff like that.
Really? So let's go into the creation of it all, because you were like, that's where you can get your high from it. Talk about the process of creating each product. You have your shea butters, you have the candles, you have new things, like you said, the body and room spray, the hairspray,
the lotion bars.
Lotion bars. Talk us through those processes. Do you make them all at one time? Do you make one at a time?
We've come a long way since 2012,
okay.
Because I had no actual skill set when it came to skincare products or anything. I just had an interest. Like, even when I was back in college, I always loved, even before then, my grandmas. Both of my grandmothers always had really nice toiletries, like the Chanel perfumes and so on, and stuff I would just mess with as a child. I always liked expensive body care products. Carol's Daughter was one of my favorites, but I could never afford it. Like, they had that really good sugar scrubs, like $28,
yes.
Come in that beautiful mason jar canister.
Yes.
Okay, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. I was like, okay, how do I make this for myself? So you have to learn about fragrance oils, essential oils, what blends well, consistency, what can be packaged in what. Like, for example, I learned the hard way that I can't package my sugar scrubs in plastic jars.
Really?
It will bleed through.
Never would have known that.
Right? You know, so.
So, why? Is it because the acid of the oil?
It's the fragrance oil.
Fragrance oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fragrance oils, essential oils, like, they bleed through plastic. That's why this room and linen spray is in glass.
Okay.
And that's something that I had to just learn, like, trial and error, you know. So, God bless everyone who wrote with me from about 2012 to 2015 when I really ironed out my processes. But, okay, so basically, candles, for example. I had to learn by trial and error what fragrances work well as a candle and what is better as a soap, a sugar scrub, or shea butter. And then also you have to get your measurements down pat. You want to have enough fragrance so that you can smell the candle, but if it's too much fragrance, the candle will blow up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, you know, and so there's a lot of testing.
Okay.
And even now, like, I still make two of everything. I make everything one at a time. And when I make, like, for example, this Namaste butter, I made an extra one for myself and tried it on myself to make sure it wouldn't irritate the skin.
Wow.
And I also use one of my sisters as my crash test dummy because she has, like, super sensitive skin. So I know it'll work on even the most sensitive of skin types if it doesn't irritate her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's amazing.
Did I answer your question? I went on a tangent.
Yeah, okay. So going back to the formulation, do you just say, okay, hey, today I'm going to do all body butters?
No.
No? Okay, so it's an iterative process for you?
I'm always backed up on orders. So I use the Square Commerce app,
okay.
And it lets me know, like, what's open, what's pending, what's new, what's closed out, right?
Oh, wow.
And so I'll wake up and know I have 5 packages to make today, and I just basically make what goes in a package. I haven't gotten to the point, that's one of my goals for 2017, I haven't gotten to the point where I just have everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just make sure that I have the standard materials for everything. Like, I have a big vat of just base shea butter,
okay.
Where I mix it with the avocado oil and everything, and I just have it as plain. So if I get a bunch of orders for for butter, I can pull from that big vat and then scent it individually. And I prefer to scent it individually now just so I can know that each one smells the same and it's even. And it's like a weird OCD deal I've got to work through. Yeah, I would just hate for somebody to open it and be like, I don't smell anything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or if I, because the non-state that I have at home, mm-hmm. does smell it, which I'm running out of butter.
Well, see, that's yours.
Like this.
Yeah.
So from that, what made you do soy candles versus a regular candle?
Yeah, what was the paraffin?
Because the soy candle actually has two uses. So it melts into, like, first of all, if it melts, it's not going to burn you. Mm-hmm. So even if your child, like, you know, for some reason, if someone got into it, their skin wouldn't be burned or damaged from it.
Okay.
But it also melts into a massage oil that doesn't irritate the skin. So you got your candle going, you pour it on yourself, or if you're running late, you just dip in there like that, rub it on, you're good.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's got two uses.
Okay, I learned something today, y'all.
Now, I've heard people say about the point, you know, putting it on your skin,
mm-hmm.
And using it as another alternative as well, but definitely not the burning. Of, you know, like a child or anything like that.
Yeah, like if it's burning, because I'm very clumsy, so I spill things on myself all the time. That's just part of my life. And if you pour it on as it's burning, it's not going to, like, irritate you or raise your skin or anything.
Well, that's good to know.
Just a little warm.
That's a plus. That's mm-hmm. a plus.
Definitely.
But, you know, also just the fact of how you're managing your inventory makes total sense, especially for a small business.
Small batches.
You know, mm-hmm. and fulfilling the orders, making sure people get consistency and quality as well as, you know, I guess the five senses mm-hmm. that we're used to as well. Because a lot of times in the past, you know, I've seen a lot of businesses not control their inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, they have so much product left over and it's not moving fast enough. Mm-hmm. Especially when you deal with something in skincare, you know, you want to make sure that the shelf life on mm-hmm. things, you know, run out, especially when they are natural or organic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people go and they smell something, oh, it smells acidic, or it smells strong, or, you know, because it's lost the shelf life, you know, within the time frame. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the way that you're managing your inventory makes total sense. It's, you know, for a small business, and, you know, the minute that you start 15,000 stores shipping out to, that's going to be a different process.
Yes.
So, yeah, it makes sense. You want to remain consistent.
And we want to get there, too, by the
way. Right.
Yeah,
right. You want to
I
remain
do.
Consistent in your product. Where people say, I love it because it's always what
consistent.
I know that it's going to be.
Exactly.
And that's, you know? My customers, I basically, well, outside of the Christmas rush, that was insane, right?
I'm
but
sure.
My customers are like the same people over and over again. They never want to run out of anything. And, I mean, they're very supportive, but I think they appreciate that I make sure they get the same thing every time.
Right.
So going from the formulation, let's talk about the names and the scents.
That's my favorite thing to talk about. Okay.
So go with it.
All right. So ever since I can remember, like, this is even kind of annoying for some of my friends and my line sisters, but I am obsessed with knowing, like, the names of nail polish colors and stuff like that. Like, it has to make sense. It has to make sense with the color and all of that. Mm-hmm. So with these, anything that motivates me or inspires me, I will name it after it. Like, for example, Namaste. Namaste is basically like the greeting, the beauty and light within me welcomes and recognizes the beauty and light within you. So when I think about something like that, something that's neutral and welcoming that everyone would feel included by would be this lavender and vanilla.
Right.
Everyone loves lavender. Lavender is very relaxing, and the vanilla just gives it this, it just kicks it up a little bit. So for me, when I think Namaste, I think lavender and vanilla. And then the other ones that have names, they're named after, my nieces and nephews. They're like, they're my little muses. I love them. So I try to name them after things that are consistent. Yes, and consistent with their personalities, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's basically the process. It's my favorite part of it. You know, so sometimes it's Zen terminology. Sometimes it's a thought or feeling I have, like coffee shop, you know. And then sometimes it's just my little muses.
Okay. Because I know, at least for the Namaste, it's very buildable. I'll say that because I love fragrances. So I use the Namaste to moisturize, of course. And then I put on my cologne.
Yes.
My cologne smells completely different because mm-hmm. it has that lavender and vanilla scent that what was missing.
Yes.
I had on.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that about it.
Thank you.
So I think we should probably go to break.
No, sure. We're early. No,
okay.
We got 10 more minutes.
Okay. Yeah, just making sure.
Yeah.
We're going to keep talking. Okay.
So let's talk, because, you know, on your website you talk about this thing, philosophy, which I really enjoyed reading.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about how you, because your pledge is making people really have Zen in a jar in their lives.
Yes.
How do you, because that becomes a lifestyle for people. So how do you see yourself doing that with your products?
Okay. So basically, what I always want, like no matter how this grows, I always want to stick to affordable luxury.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's any reason that a regular person like myself, like I'm in school, right? So I'm like really poor, right? So I need something that relaxes me and lets me zone out at the end of the day, or a specific scent that reminds me of being relaxed or being at the spa. I want it to be attainable for the everyday person, right? So my philosophy is creating zen-like experiences that you can just have in your house. If you can't necessarily afford to go to the Salamander for the weekend, you can have something in your house like this here. I sell this for $5. It's a 4-ounce candle, but if you got this size candle, scrub and butter, that's an instant relaxation experience for, like,
sure,
a really busy mom or something who just needs 15 minutes to herself, can just have her spa experience in the bathtub for $15.
Okay.
You know, so that's my goal.
Good. Good.
And I wanted to stay that way.
Okay.
I had that
great
Zen experience at home and it was amazing.
Yeah, I love it. And
you,
I just
put it on Facebook too. Giving a mask on his face.
Yes. But that's what we have to do. I mean, we have to create these experiences at home. I saw it too.
Oh my goodness.
It's all good. You take care of yourself. You understand self-care.
I get my Zen on.
You know what? Thank you for saying self-care. Like, self-care is what's most important. I try to live my life in a way that, okay, so my mantra is like, you have to be responsible for the energy you bring into the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I really believe that how you feel inside dictates how you interact with the world.
Absolutely.
You got to be like self-aware, mm-hmm, and you have to love yourself in order to, you know. So it's really important to take that time for yourself and prioritize it, because it sets the tone for your day.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Like, I'll give you guys a quick story. So this morning, I was really freaking out. I had a makeup appointment at 6:30 a.m., right? I woke up at 8 o'clock.
Okay. You were freaking out.
I rolled over like, the sun should not be up. What is going on?
Right.
Is this woman still in my lobby? Like, what's going on, right? So I was really freaking out, and I said, you know what? I'm going to stop and relax. So I made myself some sugar scrub, and I turned the light down, put a candle on, and took a really relaxing shower, and I got my head together so I could come here. I got here early. I was in the right headspace. I had my coffee, but I had to really stop and zone out and do that.
Right.
And it helped.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge change. It shifts everything, you know? A lot of people don't even know to do that, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You stopped yourself. You said, no, I'm not going to freak out.
Yeah, I was like, this day cannot be this way. So we're going to reset, you know? And then the other thing is, if you smell the scent throughout the day, like this or something, it'll just take you back to a place. Like, there's a 70%, I'm quoting this, it's something I saw on the internet, but I really believe it. There's a 70% emotional tie between the sense of smell and, like, a memory. So why not tie, you know, take a scent and tie it to a positive emotion to get you through your day? Like, if you're sitting in traffic, you can just spray your car with your room spray and be like, that's right, when I get home, I can take a bubble bath, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So what are you getting your PhD in?
I am, I'm getting my Doctor of Science,
okay,
on May 5th in IT and communications.
Okay.
So I'm studying social media with a specific interest, emphasis on selfie culture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting.
Oh,
they,
it was so interesting.
I saw a year ago about the selfie culture.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing events based on the selfie culture.
Can I get their information? Oh,
yeah,
I would love to.
Yeah,
I would love to talk to them.
All the events are based on the selfie culture,
mm-hmm,
and how it's used. So it's kind of their social experiment to,
mm-hmm,
understand why people use it and how it impacts people's lives. It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm studying. And what I found, I'm actually doing my data analysis right now so I can talk about it, but I found that the earlier literature on selfie culture just ties it to narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just narcissism anymore. It's totally permeated our culture, where it's all about self-expression and how we communicate.
It is. It is.
To the point where if you don't post selfies for a while, people start to wonder, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know?
Still okay.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of evolved. So I thought it was really important to study that and see what it's going to mean.
Well, I know a young lady who does little characters, and then she did selfies, and she just got a 3D book deal.
What? Yeah. Can I get that information too?
Here in D.C. too.
Yeah, I want to have.
Hook them up.
Yeah, just add it to
so
the body
really
of knowledge.
It's interesting that you're doing that because there's enough pattern, I guess you would say, mm-hmm. of people who are thinking, you know, about that as well. But that's kind of how she started out, just talking about her day, doing a little selfie on things that she was doing, and she started drawing these little characters. And when I saw her back in November, she got a three book deal.
Wow.
Like three books already.
Wow.
So you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Well, good for you, though.
Thank you.
Good for you, because PhD is a serious task.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're a business owner. That's a serious task.
Through the Christmas holiday, I just, like, didn't sleep. I would take these sporadic two-hour naps, but between, like, working on my dissertation edits and the business, because, like, I did a Cyber Monday sale. I posted the sale, I put the whole website 25% off. It was maybe about 6 p.m. I did that. I had 212 orders.
Oh, like, my God.
It was crazy. So that's when it got so bad I had to just close. I closed from December 19th to January 9th.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you that it did that well. That's really successful.
Thank you.
Yes.
It hurt so bad.
Yeah.
That's just me. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, my village is very supportive. I have some girlfriends I work out with, some of my best friends. They come over and help me with the packaging and stuff.
Okay,
but it's still insane because I overthink and I got to make sure I know everybody's stuff is right. You know what I mean?
But you're a business owner. You're trying to make sure your product is delivered just like you said.
Yeah.
Consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. So talk about the packaging some. So those who are listening, you know, look at Twitter. We took a little picture
of
the tag. Yeah. So it's DTM Radio Show. But talk about the packaging and kind of that process. What made you choose what you chose, you know, as far as even the logo?
Oh, wow. Okay, fantastic questions. So I use mason jars. I just love the aesthetic of a mason jar, and you can reuse it for many different things. Mm-hmm. So the packaging for that, like I said before, the plastic doesn't work for all of the product types. So I just use plastic for, like, my little samples if I send them out. But anything involving, like, sugar scrub is going to always be in the glass jars. And same thing here. I use the glass for the room and linen spray for the same reason I was saying before about plastic. My branding, it has evolved a lot. I started off on Vistaprint with Vistaprint templates, and then I started to get a little embarrassed when I saw that I wasn't the only person that thought to use a specific Vistaprint label the same way. Because, you know, like, there's no actual originality on social media. If someone sees an idea, they can copy it.
Oh, yes.
You know, and whether their quality is the same or not, it's up in the air, but it used to really bother me. So I was like, I need to do something that's totally unique. So I got on Avery templates, and I designed it like this. The Mandala Lotus is the same as my tattoo.
Okay.
But it symbolizes who I am and how I try to live my life. The mandala represents self-unity, the circle of life, perfection, just oneness with yourself. And it took me a very long time to get there, and I'm happy. I'm proud of it. So I wear it as a badge of honor, and I share it with others that way, kind of subtly.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's where the branding comes from.
Okay. It's cool that you have there's a large storytelling component to what you do. Even when you speak about it, you know, it's constantly a story and an experience. And I don't know, do you realize it? Because that's exactly the way you've been talking for the last...
I did not realize it.
But it, like I told him on the phone, was it yesterday?
Yes.
I said, everything, when you read through, you can tell that Danita is telling
a
story.
It's very thought-provoking.
And I said, and it draws you in.
Right.
To want to know more, even
and
just a page about the philosophy.
Thank you.
That's what I was sharing with Andy.
It really draws you in.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm really interested.
I said, because I haven't smelled it. I don't know what. I said, the only thing, you know, I said, I'm going off of Effie telling me it's great in Sarita.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, but yes, yeah, but when
Thank
I
you,
read
Sarita,
it.
Thank you, Sarita, by the way.
Thank you, Sarita.
When I read it, I said, it definitely has a story component to it that you're waiting to hear even more develop about it. Like the story behind Namaste, the story
mm-hmm.
behind the blink. You know, you're waiting to hear those stories, which also will entice a consumer
mm-hmm.
to want to purchase it, but it also will keep a consumer loyal and make it a lifestyle.
Thank you.
So kudos.
Thank you.
So going into the lifestyle that you were just talking about, how do you want Zen in a Jar to become a lifestyle brand?
Well, let's see. I would like to have enough products that people can fully incorporate them into the things that they do. Like, you know, it started off with just the sugar scrubs and it expanded from there. But now, like with the room and linen spray, it can go places with you. And you can, you know, set the tone for the energy in a room. Expanding from there, honestly, I don't know. Like, it just, it makes me happy to create. And, you know, expanding to the Zen Fairies makes me happy because, like, one of my first Zen Fairy, Valerie, told me, she said she just really appreciated the opportunity to have some income on the side with something that's so easy to sell.
That is so smart. I didn't even know that you were doing that. So it's almost like them owning that they have their own little share of Zen in the jar.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing.
So, Zen Fairy, that's a cute little guy.
It is really cute.
It's so cute.
Zen in a jar and then Zen Fairy.
It's very cute.
Thank you. I'm trying to be consistent with my branding and everything, but as far as expanding it, I don't know how big it can get. One of the things that really stuck with me about a year ago, I have this what is she? She's a life coach, but she's more than that. She helps women who have primary jobs and then, like, entrepreneurial efforts. She helps you get out of your own way, right? Adama Hamadi. One question that she asked me when she broke me down in one session was, do you do this for the recognition of having your own business and making it, or is it something that you're passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
And it stumped me because I really wanted to give it some genuine thought, and it's something that I'm genuinely passionate about. It's who I am, and it's totally consistent with the way that I live my life. And so I just want anyone else who is interested or who can benefit from it to share in that. Because right now, like, can we just talk about the renaissance in the Black community real quick?
Yes.
Okay, like, this whole entrepreneurial deal, okay, it's like we all get it. We're all on the same page.
Uh-huh.
Like, as soon as I walk out of here, I'm going right across the street to Turn to Natural.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They are good, by the way.
Oh, I drink the Just Blaze. I drink it like water.
Oh, yeah.
It's the cayenne, ginger, apple, and lemon juice. Mm-hmm. I drink it 24/7. I try to switch up between locations so that they don't realize that it's me that is buying it. But yeah, like with the small businesses supporting each other, it's just a really great time. Like the Spice Suite, the woman, Angel Anderson, owns the Spice Suite. Have you guys heard of that?
No,
yeah, I heard of it. I saw it on your thing.
Oh, it's a spice store on 4th Street, Tacoma Park.
Okay.
And she makes all these spices and marinades, like, oh my gosh. And she gives you these recipes. She just rattles them off out of her brain.
Instagram page.
Yeah.
You were going up to Morris, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
You were meal prepping. And you were like, I got my stuff.
Yeah.
Ready. Yeah, okay, I do.
So she's
that.
In a space next to near Horace and Diggs.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
And
yeah.
Then she's open Thursday to Sunday from 12 to 6. She opens up her space. It's a really beautiful space, like fantastic aesthetic, like in here. But she opens her space to other small business owners free of charge for a pop-up shop.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So that's why I even, you know, said that even about you and I'm saying about her, about even the Zen Fairy is about social impact, because
mm-hmm.
you're saying, let me take my product and expand it to other women and help them also be profitable.
Mm-hmm.
It also comes into the fact of being a change maker or a change agent, because, again, you want to shift a mindset that people have and also support them and help them, you
mm-hmm.
know, in whatever they're trying
whatever
to do. Even, like I said, it's just 15 minutes to just, you know, relax or do whatever. So, but we now need to go to break. Now you want to go to break? Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll get a chance to actually ask Danita the Behind the Mind questions.
Yes.
We asked.
Yeah,
everyone.
One more and then Behind the Mind.
Yeah,
awesome.
So tune in to Behind the Mind Radio Show on We Act Radio. We'll be back.
Listening to Behind the Mind Radio Show, and I'll talk to you soon.
You hear that? That's the sound of healthy, safe water from the tap. And that safe water is available nearly everywhere in America, thanks in large part to the Safe Drinking Water Act, which turns 40 this year. Happy birthday, Safe Drinking Water Act. Together, let's keep our water safe for the next 40 years and beyond. To learn how to protect your water, visit drinktap.org. This message brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You're tuned in to Behind the Mind Radio Show. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, folks, Roland Martin of TV One, the Tom Jones Morning Show, and you're listening to We Act Radio. Do something.
the bad news. Here in the richest country on earth, almost 50 million Americans, one in six, suffer in poverty. They go hungry, have no shelter, need basic medical care. The good news, five in six of us are not in poverty. You can help today. Please go online right now to help with this injustice at takingittothestreets.net. 100% of your donation will reach your neighbor in need. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Go to takingittothestreets.net.
Do you need to step up your skills for the changing job market? Are you or someone you know struggling with computer technology and graphic design for their business and personal needs? Call Community Tech at 202-377-9918 to join our free classes today. Our Tech for Success digital literacy and digital arts classes will step up your digital game and prepare you for next steps in your career and your business. Our classes are free to all DC residents of any age and any skill level. Sessions are for 8 weeks, and we provide transportation assistance as well as gift cards at the end of the program. Learn to create a resume, custom print screen t-shirts, and other items specific to your interests and goals. Digital literacy classes are held on Monday and Wednesday at 2101 MLK Avenue Southeast, and digital arts classes are held Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7. Visit us online at communitytechnet.com or call us today at 202-377-9918 to get on the path to tech success.
One in five children in America struggle with hunger. I'm Viola Davis. I was one of those children. I was one of the nearly 17 million kids who worry where their next meal will come from. Join me with the Safeway Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation to help us end childhood hunger.
Help undo hunger for America's children. Go to hungeris.org to learn more.
We Act Radio, powered by Ethical Electric. Do something.
You're listening to We Act Radio, broadcasting live from Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in D.C.
This is Lisa Harris, owner of The Waterhole, and you are tuned into Behind the Mind Radio Show on We Act Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Behind the Mind Radio Show. We have Danita back with us. So we were talking off the air, and I was just asking her. I was like, okay, I know I love the body butters and all the good stuff. Do men use your products?
Yes, men love Zen in a Jar. They do. So one of the things I realized I had to start doing was giving things more unisex or masculine names, mm-hmm. because I didn't...
Cashmere?
Yes. No, the ones that are like overtly feminine smelling, right. I keep them, you know, with the names. But like that one, I was emotional. Like Prince died. I was just going through a lot. So I was like, I'm going to...
That was amazing. Don't get me wrong. I could see a guy saying pink cashmere. No, I'm
yeah.
not.
And see, I have cashmere with a K for guys, and that's ginger and amber. And that's more delicious. Of a unisex. But oh, yeah, that's what, jasmine, coconut, vanilla. Yes. Yeah, I really like that. But for guys, I have a few that are popular with them. I have Man Crush, which actually women buy it too, but Man Crush I created with the male in mind. And that is spiced mahogany. And just think along the lines of like Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue, yes. like that cologne. Yes, yes, yes. It smells like that.
Okay.
So if you had that, it would definitely enhance it. Log Cabin is another one that's a fave right now. That's amber and cedarwood.
Different.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Because
wow.
business has been so insane. Like, I got to get back on top of my social media or get, like, an intern or something. Does anyone need an internship? Please.
Get her up.
Please. But yeah, so I have that. Log Cabin, Man Crush, Namaste is mm-hmm. a good unisex. Dharma is cucumber and melon. That's really good for men. What is the other one? Spa Day. Spa Day is ginger and patchouli. And that's a really good unisex scent. Okay. And the way I usually get the guys into it is if they don't, if they're not accompanying their partner at an event, my female clients will buy something for their household. Mm-hmm. And people also, they often buy gifts like wedding boxes or honeymoon or congratulatory engagement gifts. So I'll throw in unisex candles and so couples can share it. And that's how it's like, oh, my husband really liked this. Can I get some more? You know, and it works that way.
Don't be ashy.
Yeah, yeah, it's no excuse. No, no excuse. And, you know, I use my boyfriend as my, what is it, a litmus test, I guess, for everything. But I'll make something with the guy in mind. I'm like, how do you feel about the way this smells? And I'll have him put it on.
No,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, and
it needs to be a little spicier or something like that.
Yeah. And I'll say, well, what comes to mind when you smell this? You know, do you think masculine, feminine? What do you think? You know, so he's been really good with that kind of feedback, you know, constantly harassing him with that. But, yeah.
Shout out to you.
That you know, again, you gotta keep testing.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way to know that it works, and especially with skincare because of the sensitivity to it, you know?
And that goes back into her sister. She, that's your.
Yeah.
Sister right there for the sensitivity test.
So one other thing I've learned about it is that it's really good for eczema and psoriasis. I have a lot of customers that buy it in bulk because they have, like, babies or like, young children with eczema, and it really treats that, whether it's scented or not. Because I have plain Jane that is unscented. It's the unscented version of the butter. So you can use that or the regular one for eczema and psoriasis. And I don't have it, so I'm just speaking from testimonials from clients.
Right, right, what people are giving you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we're going to go into the Behind the Mind radio show questions before we ask you a few more and then get your website and all that good stuff so
cool.
You can come and buy more so you can be busier.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
So if you could have lunch with anyone living or dead, who would it be?
Oh, Lord. Okay. So this is, like, really easy for me.
Okay.
But hopefully I can keep it together. I would have lunch with my dad. He passed away in August 2007. He had cancer of the liver. But I would have lunch with him, and I would just ask him, are you proud?
Aww.
Nice.
I'm sure he would be. You were just, like, running a Malamute.
Yeah. Because
we're friends on Facebook and Instagram, and I'm like, she's here. She's there. She's making lotion or body butter, and she's cooking. She's going back to school. She's back. She's all over the place, so I'm sure he would be very proud.
Yeah.
So you're getting a PhD and your doctorate, your PhD, and then you turn around, and, you know, your business is experiencing growth.
Thank you.
You know, it's experiencing growth, and I don't know what entrepreneur or small business owner can be like, okay, I'm excited. I may be a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited.
I'm tired. I'm so tired. Let me tell y'all about the other night before I went to school when you saw me cooking.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I had customers come in. Oh, so I basically, Zen and Enjoy helps me pay for school because school is, like, crazy expensive.
I know.
Beyond financial aid. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I had a very big check to write. Tuesday morning when I got to school on the 8th. So I was making butter up until about midnight on Monday night. And then I made my lunch and everything for the week for the residency. I went to bed at 1 a.m. I got up at 3 a.m. and drove from here to Pittsburgh to get to class at 8:30 a.m.
Oh, my God.
That is my life right now.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. I know in grad school, we had our little issue.
But then we didn't have to go anywhere.
Right. We had to go a little bit and get up and get on the computer.
Yeah. But what motivates me is, like, I am so excited. I appreciate the education I'm getting. I appreciate the example I'm able to set for, like, my nieces and nephews behind me. Mm-hmm. You know, I get a rush off of just getting these things under my belt. Like, I'm so close to being done. And I'll be able to relax and really focus on my business, check back into my relationship, and not just with my partner, but with my family. Because I'm absent a lot. I'm always doing homework or making butter. So it's like, if you can't come over and make butter with me, we may not see each other. So I'm looking forward to just getting past this phase.
Right,
but it's almost there.
Because I heard you say to Anthony the amount of days that you have left, so I know you're ready to be done.
Oh, yeah, I got an app on my phone. We're counting this thing down. We're counting this thing down.
I'm not mad at you. That helps you get through, I'm sure.
Yes.
You know? That helps you get through. So as a child, what was your favorite toy?
Oh, this is easy. Rainbow Bright.
Oh, wow.
80s babies, do you hear me?
Rainbow Bright. I remember that.
Yes, Lord. Between her and Strawberry Shortcake.
Okay.
And
I can't smell like Strawberry Shortcake. Too.
So if you could have a super power as a superhero, what power would you possess?
Mm. I would clone myself.
Clone? Oh.
I would be able to.
No, from right now, that would make sense.
From the cooking, the sleeping for 2 hours, making butter, driving up to Pittsburgh, I think you would need to, like, three of yourself.
Yeah. I would be a million places at once.
Yeah.
Close out everything. Yeah.
And then you probably get some rest. Because one would say, I'm going to sit down while two of y'all take this.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
That would be great. So cloning would make sense. So what's the motto or affirmation that you live by?
Be responsible for the energy that you bring.
Nice.
And in a jar, that full circle right
nice.
There.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Cool. Wonderful. Good deal.
Wonderful.
Good deal.
Wonderful.
So let's talk about your podcast, The Magic Hour.
That's what I wanted to ask you about.
So what does that cover?
What's it about?
Yeah.
The Magic Hour is basically, all right, so I'm currently obsessed with all things Black Girl Magic. If you see my hashtags, like, it's no secret. I'm so in love with us. I've got a million girl crushes online, like Issa Rae, you know.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness,
oh, yeah,
right?
Issa Rae.
So basically, I wanted a place where we could celebrate Black Girl Magic and then also talk about how to preserve it. Because it's like one thing to have the hashtags and, you know, oh, I'm the baddest and I'm this and that and, you know, your pictures on social media. But even based on what I'm studying, that's all smoke and mirrors. It's the personality that you've curated online. Who are you when you are alone and it's just you? Are you happy? Do you like this person? If you don't, that's okay. How do we deal with it? So I follow some of the mantras from, like, Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, I'm really big on self-awareness. I had some emotional intelligence training in 2012 that changed my life.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, it was a difficult process to go through, but I really grew from it, and I just want to share it. So it may kind of seem like I'm just adding another thing to my plate, but really it's an extension of what's inside of me, and it's an extension of this. Like, I teach you self-care, but when you're alone with yourself and you're meditating and you have your candles and so on, what are you thinking about? What are you talking about? How are you processing it?
Right.
So I do the podcast from 25 minutes to 30 minutes, like nothing crazy long, but just with some thoughts, some things to ponder. Each episode has a homework assignment, so you can do the self-work that comes from taking in the information. And that's just because that's the structure in which I acquired my emotional intelligence knowledge, had to do the homework to see if it was legit.
Right, right. But it also makes sense with your PhD with the selfie culture, because it, again, is going deeper than the fact that someone just taking a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense to understand, like you said, after you curate this person online,
yeah,
on social media, who are you really?
Who are you really?
And
what
are
you feeling, you know, and can you, again, preserving is extremely important.
Yeah. You know,
extremely important. And when you have a busy, busy, busy life, you know, how do you preserve self?
Yeah, how do you say, I'm not okay today, I need to deal with this, you know? And so, like, I'm very comfortable calling my girlfriends crying and stuff, like, oh, I'm so stressed out. And then you just regroup.
Right.
You know, do you have a circle? Are you comfortable being vulnerable? These are the kinds of things I want to kind of unpack with the show.
That's wonderful.
Good.
Thank you. I was very nervous about it.
Yeah.
I was just going to do it, you know.
So does it get put up a certain time each month or each week or whatever, you know, for people who want to go and actually listen?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's sponsored by Chip Diamond Magazine.
Okay.
And it's up on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It aspires to be a weekly podcast.
Okay. I got it. I understand.
You know, but see, the thing is, one of the things I struggle with is things have to feel authentic for me. So if I don't feel inspired that week, I feel like I'm doing the audience a disservice by just kind of throwing something together to get it out there. So what I really need to do is just pause. Oh, look, it's all coming together. I need to pause and strategically approach these episodes and what I want to talk about.
Okay.
Thank you for helping me get there.
Wonderful.
So do you want to give people the website for Zen in the Jar so that they can go in person, and then where you are? For those people who are local and in D.C., you can actually come.
Okay.
Spice Suite.
All right. Yes, you can go to the Spice Suite the third Saturday of every month from 1 to 4 p.m. Even if I am not available, I have fully trained Zen fairies that will be there.
I love it.
It's so cute.
You know, and it's a network of people that I trust. And it's not exclusive to women. It's just that's who gravitates toward me right now.
Right.
So also, Barter Threads. Barter Threads is a vintage boutique on 12th Street in Brooklyn, D.C. It's owned by Tamika, and she is incredible as well. She has me... She allowed me to sell my things on her shelves free of charge also.
Wow.
It's this network. It's just because I went to go deliver some clothes to her. I saw her being mentioned on the Spice Suites Instagram. And I was like, what's this place about? I love the thrift shop, right? So I go up there, I bring a bunch of clothes and everything that I know I can't get back into. And we just clicked, like our energy, it was in sync. And so she was like, oh, you're sending a jar. Do you want to sell your stuff here? You know? And I was like, yeah, thanks. And so that's basically how that happened. So I restock the shelves like maybe every other week, depending on how fast it sells out. Okay. So if you ever want to go and get like a $5 or $10 jar or a room spray, which is $10 also, go to Barter Threads. Okay. And then everything else is www.zeninajar.com. And I'm Zen in a Jar everywhere on social media.
Okay, cool.
Zen in a Jar.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate this. This was fun. I was so nervous. I thought I was going to throw up. But, but this was great.
You made me like,
so you know you're closing the show.
Okay.
Yeah. You want me to tell you what you're going to say?
Okay.
Okay. So your name.
Your name.
Whatever title you have.
Okay.
Sit in the Jar, and you're tuned in to Behind the Mind Radio Show on We Act Radio.
All right. This is Danita Nikki Brooks, and I am the creator of Zen in a Jar, and you are tuned in to Behind the Mind Radio Show. What was the last part?
On We Act Radio.
On We Act Radio. Thank you, We Act Radio.
Thank you for joining us.
All right, you all have a great weekend. Make sure you celebrate Martin Luther King holiday.
Please.
In the words of this station, do something.
Absolutely.
All right, you all enjoy that inauguration. I'm not going to stay here for that. But you all enjoy that inauguration.
Behind the mind, we want to hear from people that find the time to think and create these fine designs and then turn them into real product lines. So call us up now.
Where else will you get the most current information on game changers,
design thinkers, and well-known innovators?
In-depth interviews from visionaries, trendsetters, from science to food to entertainment.
On the Behind the Mind Radio Show.
We Act Radio, 1480 AM, 11 AM to 12 PM, every Friday. Join me, your host, Karen Baker.
And me, Anthony Leonard.
We'll talk about design, innovation, and culture.
Think different about design. Behind the Mind Radio Show.
You're listening to We Act Radio, WPWC, 1480 AM. Visit us online at weactradio.com.
They get stuff like that.
The protest in Kansas City was one of two dozen from coast to coast ahead of Pudzer's confirmation hearing next week. Hughes says housing is a big issue for families like hers, adding that they were recently denied when they applied for a three-bedroom apartment.